League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Lee, what's going on today?
My husband, Nick, has got tickets to see Pearl Jam this summer, which would be a good concert, but the last one that we went to, it aged me a little bit. I'm just getting too old, honestly, to go and be in the full crowd. My hearing gets messed up for a few days afterwards, so I want him to go with somebody else. He still wants to do that. I want him to be able to go and enjoy it. But for myself, I just need my peace. I like listening in my car at a moderate volume. I think my concert days are behind me.
So what's the problem with this?
He's saying I'm being a baby, I'm no fun anymore, and really, I just don't want to go do the big group experience.
I mean, I can understand he wants to spend time with you, and he thought this would be a fun concert to go to together, and you're kind of being like, take somebody else.
Yeah, but I also see the other side. Like, if you know you're over this, you don't want to be the lump on the log or the guy who ruins his time that day, too. Yeah, you're both miserable.
All right, hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Nick.
Yes. Hi.
It's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
We're good. Hey, want to let you know that we got a phone call this morning from Lee, who told us that you bought the Pearl Jam tickets. He doesn't want to go. You're throwing a fit. What's the latest?
Oh, my God. I can't believe he dragged. Oh, my God. I want my husband to go to an awesome concert with me. That's what I want my husband to do. I don't understand what the big deal is. He's been such a big baby about it, and he pretends like he's, like, a retiree. And that's how our relationship has always been. I'm always dragging him out of the house and having to do things. Whining is his favorite hobby, so evidently he's bringing you into it, too.
This sounds like so many couples I know, Anna, where the one who's still active wants to get out there and do stuff all the time.
Right.
And the other one is kind of more a homebody at this point. So I'm not going to say that this sounds crazy, but I mean, if he's going to drag down your good time, why don't you just take another friend?
I don't want to take another friend. You know, like when we were first dating and when we first really knew each other, we were listening to Pearl Jam a lot. So it's kind of like I got the tickets for my husband and I got my tickets for us. It means something to me. It's significant.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to hop in here, honey, because whenever you say that you got the tickets for us, what you really mean is you got the tickets for you, wanting me to come along and make your experience more fun when you know that I'm just over this.
Okay, Lee, but what's so wrong with that, though? If I did get them for me, then why can't you go to a concert for your husband?
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Nick. Lee, it's one night. Suck it up. You're going to Boston to see Pearl Jam. It'll be a fun night out. But they may see your side, too. He knows that you're not into this. You know, he knows that you don't want to go. Like, it's not fair. So just take one of your other friends and go have a good time. You'll be home waiting for him when he gets home. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
I'd rather listen to that than a Pearl Jam concert.
Was that an agreement? I don't know what that was. I don't know.
It was a mumble. That's how he responds to most things he doesn't want to do.
All right, good.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Lee called about his husband, Nick, saying that, you know what? He bought them tickets to go see Pearl Jam, knowing perfectly well he has no interest in going to a loud concert.
Right.
Nick says, stop acting like you're old. You're not even 40 years old. Like, it's going to be fun. And he's like, you know, you didn't really buy these tickets for me. You bought them for yourself, and now you're forcing me to go with you.
Well, he's crafty. He's crafty in saying that, I bought these for us. It's a nice thing. We listened to this when we got together, that kind of thing. But if you've known for a long time, this is out of his habits. I mean, come on. You're just being crafty. You're just being manipulative to all of us.
So should he have to go? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the side of the guy who bought the tickets. Any husband should do the same. I'm sure there's a lot of things he does for the other guy. I think he should go.
You know, there are those people that always believe that if somebody buys something and says, I bought this for us, you're always obligated to do it. But I think you're onto something, Anna, when you say that he didn't really buy them for them. He bought them for himself.
Right.
His happiest day is when he brings his husband along. But, you know, again, it's kind of like, ugh, I'm just over it.
But it's the truth of the matter. It's like when my husband wants to go shopping for tools, I don't want to go, but right. I go. Because, like, I feel like I have to as a wife, you know? Like, let me just go and make him happy. He wants me to go with him. Same thing when I buy him tickets to go see a movie I know that he has no interest in seeing.
You know? I guess you're right. Some people have that relationship. Other people have that if you're not interested, no. Why would you come? You know what I mean? Like, they're quick to let them off the hook.
Yeah, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Nick bought his husband Pearl Jam tickets. They're going to go up to Boston in September. But the problem is that Lee called in and said, I didn't want to go to Pearl Jam. He knows I don't like going to loud concerts. And now I'm saying, bring somebody else. Bring one of our friends. And he's giving me a hard time because it's supposed to be a couple date thing to do.
Yeah, it's kind of a guilt trip. I mean, you want to spend time with your partner, and that's always nice and fun. And, of course, your experiences are always a good time. But if it's only a good time for one of you, it could torpedo the whole thing for both of you. And like you said, he knows this about him.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. You're siding with Nick this morning and saying Lee should go. Why is that?
I agree with him because, you know, he thought it was a cute idea to do for his husband. It's just one night. And although I can see why Lee wouldn't want to be dragged around, because sometimes it does get kind of annoying, you know, when you don't want to go out. But he actually might end up having a more fun time than he thinks, you know. Like, it's going to be cute and romantic. He's going to be with his husband. They're going to listen to all the old cute songs that they listened to them when they first started dating. And I just think it's a really romantic idea. I would love it if I had a husband and he did that.
Right. I agree. Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the side of the partner who does not want to go to the concert.
Okay, why?
Here we go.
So the partner who purchased the tickets said that it's something that was supposed to be for them, but only one partner was involved in the decision of purchasing the tickets. So I think what's happening here is one partner saying, if you love me, you'll go. But what's really happening, or should be happening, is that a partner should be saying, if you love me, you'll respect my boundaries.
Mm. Ah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. I mean, she's got really good points. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I think he should take another friend, and my kids who are in the car agree with me.
Really? So just have Nick take a buddy and like, leave Lee at home?
Yeah, I mean, if he wants to have a good time and his husband isn't into it, why force him to do something he doesn't want to do?
Right. It's going to ruin everybody's day.
Exactly. And he'd probably have a better time with a buddy.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lee, our audience agreed with you. Nick, you bought those tickets knowing perfectly well your husband wasn't going to want to go. And you're now forcing him to go, and that's not cool. So just take a friend and go and have a good time.
Fine, I will. I won't have a date night with my husband. I guess you're off the hook, babe. So looks like I'm bringing Tatiana, so.
That's good. And listen, you guys will enjoy, and we will have a date night every other night that week at home, where it is peaceful, where it is quiet, where it is relaxed, where I don't need to put on pants.
I know which person in this relationship I am. Like, I'm the one who's like, go with your girlfriend, have a good time. I'll be here with the dogs. When you get home, all will be well, and I'll love that night.
No, we're the opposite. My husband and I would, like, we always want to do everything. He gets upset if I have plans where I don't include him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys, have a great time. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. couplescourt@star999.com.
Thank you, guys.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.